they certainly will mess up. They certainly will mess up a stream of water for you. You have a nice creek out here flowing, and they'll dam that thing up. What do they call these beavers around here? They call them. Starts with an O.
Otters?
No.
That's not a beaver, is it?
No, that's not a beaver.
What is it? Otter
sounds good, though. Yeah. No, that's not. My mind is getting blank here in my old age.
I don't think I've ever heard of people call a band the other night. Didn't hear one from me.
Well, these beavers have moved in here, come up the Trinity River, and they come from the Trinity River on up these creeks. And let's see. The word starts with an O. I can't think of what it is. And all they are is just plain beaver. People go out and shoot them. Find them. They're not native to this area, and they move in. And
what about this bird that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
An owl?
You have different types.
Oh gosh, yeah. We got all kind of owls. We got screech owls and monkey-faced owls and hoot owls and horned owls, great horned owls. And all kind of owls.
What about this bird that drills holes in trees? What do you call it?
Drills holes in trees with woodpeckers?
Ever heard of calling anything else?
Well, some people call them peckerwood.
Peckerwood.
A peckerwood is a different kind of bird. It doesn't have a woodpecker's got a red head. That is, the male has a red head, and that's a woodpecker. And a peckerwood has got a speckled head on it.
Have you ever heard of a person call another person a peckerwood?
Yeah, that's a rather uncomplimentary term they're giving them. There's no basis for calling them a peckerwood except they're trying to think up something. Some politicians will call their opponents peckerwoods or something.
I'll ask you about things having to do with fish. What are some of the common freshwater fish around
here? Common freshwater fish? Well, the most desirable kind is a black bass around here. Then they have the sand bass, or trout, as you say. We call them sand bass is usually called a trout when you see them. Then they've got white perch. Then they've got channel cat and Opelousas cat and blue cat and yellow cat and channel cat and pollywogs. Pollywogs is not a thing to rub with an old mud cat. And they're not, a pollywog is not considered to be too good eating. But best food fish that I know of around here is a channel cat. They're nice fish. They don't have any bones to speak of, or at least very few bones. And they taste pretty well. On the other hand, they've got shad around here, and they've got shad, and they've got drum and carp and drum and buffalo. They've got lots of bones, and they're sort of scavengers. They're scavenger fish. They'll eat any kind of dead animals or anything that fall in the water, they'll eat them. It's not too good. But now, white perch is pretty good eating. And they have these brim, a lot of them, you've seen them, these yellow brim, and some people, sometimes sun perch. They're all kind of the same family. Sun perch is another name for that. It's a goggle eye. It's called a goggle eye because it's got a blue rim that runs around its eye and its head. It's a member of the brim family.
Well, can you get any kind of seafood in this area in the store?
Yeah. There's a place here in Toscana that specializes in selling seafood, but they bring them up here probably from Port Aransas, I imagine. Port Aransas is probably the best place around here. Now, Port Aransas is close to Corpus Christi. Now, Galveston's closer, all right, but Galveston is fished out so much, you just don't get too much fish down there. If you really want to do some good fishing, go down to Port Aransas, and there's more seafood down there.